salvation. Pushed through the garden gates. Lips wet with language. No vital memory. No sinful precedent. And now I know it's true.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, December 1st, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. It gets stranger and more cartoonish all the time, doesn't it? As I said yesterday, we're going to try something a little different. The phone lines are open today. They're always open, but I kind of want to focus on that today. If you have something that you want to talk about, feel free to call in and kind of a recap of the week and also what's going on. There are a lot of stories that I haven't touched on. And that seems to be the case every day and every week. Nonetheless, I want to focus on calls today. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And if you have something that you want to say, then feel free to call in and let it be heard, let it be known. Obviously, I think it goes without saying, but the usual decorum is in order, so that's hopefully all I have to say about that. And so let's get started, shall we? It's such a, gosh, man, every day. It's so strange. I mean, you just look around at what's happening. We are, as was discussed yesterday, during yesterday's broadcast, I think fairly sufficiently. We are a society unhinged. I have focused for quite some time. I've been trying to focus on the sentiments of the founders: virtue, morality, and religion. Without those, as Patrick Henry put it, we are conquered, fallen indeed. You know, it's astonishing to me how, you know, you watch the old movies, for example, and the decorum, the courtesy, the language. These things are important. And then you fast forward and they're lost on today's society. But there are certain movies every once in a while that you find, very, very, very seldom these days, but every once in a while you'll find a movie where a certain modicum of that, a vestige of that, is maintained and upheld. Language is very important. Manners are important. And I think Patrick Henry was absolutely right. Well, so was Robert Heinlein, for that matter. Robert Heinlein in Beyond This Horizon, back in what, 48 or 49? Was when he wrote that an armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one might have to back up one's acts with one's life. And so there's that aspect of things as well. But Robert Heinlein, and then you know, the way Patrick Henry put it was a little more articulate. My browser is misbehaving. So anyway, a few quick notes on stories, and we'll go to the phones. Some of the strange stories. So NPR reports today, rare and mysterious vomiting illness linked to heavy marijuana use. We need to vilify that. We can't have people using marijuana, because that's just not okay. Speaking of that, have you watched James Corbett's Big Oil series yet? Have you gone to Corbett Report.com and slash Big Oil and watched both videos? How Big Oil conquered the world, why Big Oil conquered the world. If not, it's essential watching. Speaking of that, along the way, you'll find that one of the astonishing untold stories, a couple of things. You know, the United States was largely operating on electric power, not well, you might say. You know, the trolley cars and things in large cities were operating, and electric cars were already operating. In fact, they were a large part of the market 100 years ago. Henry Ford made the original Model T to work on alcohol. Essentially, he said that farmers would be in good shape. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, farmers would be in great shape. Anywhere you had anything that could be fermented, you had fuel. And so what happened to that? The same engine that would operate on gasoline would operate on anything you could grab from the backyard, so to speak, and ferment. Which is something obviously we've all but forgotten. And so we couldn't have that. Then we got the prohibition, didn't we? And so we don't really hear about the real reasons for the prohibition or banning marijuana. That's an interesting story. There's a, I can't remember the mainstream outlet that did an expose on that. So anyway, we can't have people using marijuana. That would be, well, that would probably destroy the opioid drug market, so can't have that happening, can we? We wouldn't have an epidemic then. Hundreds of eggs from ancient flying reptile found in China, NPR also reports. That's an interesting story. I won't get off on that controversy right now in the interest of time. Kim Jong-nam had antidote in bag when he died in nerve agent attack. That's an interesting story. I might circle back around to at some point. Do not let Tom Cotton anywhere near the CIA is the headline in the Slate. And I thought when I saw that headline, don't let the CIA near anyone. I think that's, isn't that the bigger issue? I would be more concerned about that. And as I always say, you know, people say, well, we could reform it. Bad tree, bad fruit. You don't reform bad trees. You just get more bad fruit when you prune them. So I think that's interesting. Washington Post, CNN, and everybody are just tripping all over themselves, having a field day reporting Michael Flynn to plead guilty to lying to FBI about conversations with Russia's ambassador. That's interesting. Who is Kate Steinle? If you don't know, you have to, you know, Newsweek and everybody else wants to tell you today. That's unfortunate. Jim Nabors passed away yesterday, apparently. Golly. Gomer Pyle. And I thought it was interesting. CNN ran the story. Why Twitter didn't delete anti-Muslim tweets? That's Donald Trump's nonsense. You know, I think it's astonishing how Twitter has been mainstreamed as a legitimate source for information. That's bizarre. You know, the presidency and Twitter. And I remember watching a news story the other day, and it was, the reporting was entirely based on Twitter, which is weird. This gets to my point about how, what a bizarre world we live in today, when there's a story, mainstream news reporting based entirely on Twitter. This is an idiocracy. But I digress. Let's go to the phones and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I think that you taking phone calls like you're going to today, I think it's going to enhance your program quite a bit to do that occasionally, not totally frequently, but I commend that. So the two topics I would like to talk about is the one you already struck on, which is decorum. And if the sentiment that you are expressing and exercising very well catches on with all of the hosts, or at least most of the hosts on RBN, it might turn the switch back on in this country. There might be a little light that shines through it, and I have great hope, and I will pray about that. And a couple of examples of the exact opposite of that is, and I won't mention any names, I'm not into ad hominem ever. I've been attacked too many times myself for a lot of different reasons. But, for example, as long as I can remember, and I'm not a young man anymore, I have heard people use the English language, or I should say abuse the English language, with the most foul and filthy words that can be conjured up, and then they say, almost universally, excuse my French. I don't like that. There are a lot of French people that have given it all in terms of trying to establish some kind of an order in their nation, and So I think they deserve to be criticized for what they do wrong. But whenever someone is misbehaving verbally, I think they should assume all of the responsibility upon their own shoulders and apologize for it and go from there. That's one area that I think would be helpful. And another perplexing difficulty in the what is called the alternate media is what I call the patriotically correct, patriotic correctness.
And, I like that.
Yeah, a long time ago, there was someone, I don't know what her name was, but when the internet first was introduced to the public generally, she went around teaching people that were interested in having call-in radio shows, and I heard this from a man that was involved very early on. Troy Bryant is his name. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me mentioning his name. And he described how she gave these lectures on how to provoke the audience into reaction by insulting them, and in that manner they would wake up a little and call in. And I think that is disgusting. And she also, according to him, and once again, I don't know what her name was. I'm not interested in casting aspersions on anyone. But that she said also that hanging up and then ranting about what someone said after they hung up would cause them to call in again later, which is rather widespread against radio hosts. And I can't compliment you enough about being what I call an extraordinary exception to that standard that was set a long time ago. And so anyway, I wanted to express those sentiments about the use of language and misuse of it, because at this point, we are a conquered nation, and we are enforcing each other primarily by the misuse of language.
Yeah.
So that's an important concern. One other topic in terms of the patriotically correct. Now, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was in the jungle in Vietnam, and I wasn't there by choice. I enlisted in the service to learn a trade, to learn heavy-duty mechanical maintenance. And almost immediately, we were duped and deceived and intimidated into going into the infantry after already enlisting without being informed that what is called our MOS would be respected and we would get the education. So that... would I be able to finish this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break. Phone lines are open.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I'm Sean James. I'm here on tour throughout Europe. And I'm going to play you guys a song written by a very good friend of mine. He was stationed in Afghanistan for 2 years and wrote this after going through everything there, waiting to come back to the States. This one's called Eating Like Kings.
Welcome back. Great stuff. We're on phones. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We have Dave in Wisconsin on the line. Dave, you were in the middle of a point.
Yes, and I would like to digress just for a second and say in our last conversation, you made a comment about Mr. Rockefeller after I had said that competition is not a sin, and I was in error there because I didn't comprehend that he was of the exact opposite opinion. But anyway, back to the point. All right. In the politically correct alternate media, any time that the subject of Vietnam is raised by any nearly any host, and obviously there is an exception or are exceptions, but they're few and far between, is that wherever the conversation goes, whenever someone comes in and wants to have a little conversation about Vietnam, the host, for the most part, most of the time, will use what I call the patriotically correct stopper, which is basically the equivalent of calling someone an anti-Semite if it's a Jewish person wanting to finish a conversation, or a college professor liberal or something like that, which is, well, on August 2nd, the United States started the Vietnam War at the Gulf of Tonkin, and that's the finisher. If a caller like myself calls in after that, tries to say one more word, the phone gets hung up because I'm not patriotically correct enough if I want to make a comment beyond that. So because you do practice a decorum that is extraordinary, I would just like to end with this, and I have a ton of stuff to talk about, but I do respect decorum, and there are a lot of people that will want to talk to you today. I'm sure of that. So I would like to just say that on September 26, 1945, Lieutenant Colonel Peter Dewey was the first American soldier killed in Vietnam. And
45?
So I think that's... Yes.
Huh,
rather,
okay.
And he was sympathetic with the Vietnamese people. And it, the way that the history reports it is that it was essentially a case of mistaken identity, because he was fluent in French, and French was widely spoken, and that he was mistaken by a Viet Minh as a French man, when in fact the British overlord supervisor there had picked him out of Vietnam. He was on the way to the airport to return to the United States because he was too adamant about the rights of the Vietnamese people. But the British commander at that time and at that place, a British Major General Douglas D. Gracie, said, get out of the country. So I think that history is important, and I'll leave you with that thought, and thank you so much, and I'm sure today will be an exciting day that you're inviting calls. Thank you, Chris.
I agree. Thank you, Dave, and I agree that's an important point of history not to overlook. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break. Back to the phones.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling.
Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Down, but to where, you know, everywhere in this country now is infected from coast to coast, from the biggest city to the smallest hamlet in the most remote area of the country. Everywhere is infected with this mind virus, which obviously is intentional, as you and I know. Just like Jaron Lanier pointed out in the preface of You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto, his book, he anticipated would be read mostly by non-persons, automatons or numb mobs composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. And online, you see it all the time. Reactions will repeatedly degenerate into mindless chains of anonymous insults and inarticulate controversies, as he put it. But that, of course, has bled out into the physical world, hasn't it? And that, again, not by accident, that completely intentional. And fast forwarding to chapter one, he wrote, why these things matter. Emphasizing the crowd means de-emphasizing the individual humans in the design of society. And when you ask people not to be people, they revert to bad mob-like behaviors. This leads not only to empowered trolls, but to a generally unfriendly and unconstructive online world. I would strike the word online. I think it leads to a not only empowered trolls, but to a generally unfriendly and unconstructive world, which to me calls to mind not only the words of the founders, folks like Patrick Henry and John Adams and Benjamin Franklin and Samuel Adams and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, et cetera, et cetera. But again, Robert Heinlein's words from Beyond This Horizon. So that's sort of the thing that I think, you know, hearkening back to what Dave was addressing, I think that kind of speaks to that concept. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Hi,
wow.
Fred.
A big wow for Dave in Wisconsin. He spoke everything that I want to say, but I'm getting older and my short-term memory is kind of dissipating. But speaking of decorum, I slip quite frequently on that, and I've got to watch that. So, you know, like he said, he didn't say it this way, but, you know, I intend to emulate what you do a lot more. But I was going to be brief, but I haven't had a television for almost 7 years, so I hooked up, and I'm running on the antenna. But, you know, most people's feelings about the mass media and all that. But not to be standing up for public television, I tell you, I was shocked and amazed and surprised and just overwhelmed with happiness. But the truth about the Vietnam War, the truth. Program after program, and there's other stations that had it too. And also, what's happening now with what is happening to women, that needs to come out. And then what they, in their reporting about the returning vets and kids, you know, men, committing suicide at the rate of 30 a day.
Yeah.
And, we don't understand that. Yeah, I was in the service a little about 4 years and 3 months, but you know, I was too young for Korea and in and out before Vietnam. And I was a hawk during the Vietnam War, mainly because I was an ignorant rear end, ignorant man. But what these people went through and go through in all wars, you know, they called it shell shock in the Second World War and whatever they call it now, and then during the First World War. But I didn't realize what it is to be in combat and to kill and be killed. They really got it out. And I'm telling you, for that reason, television and PBS, mainly in this case, and a lot of programs I don't agree with whatsoever, but that's an eye-opener. Now, the situation with women today, that is terrible, and I would like to see it really keep on and really bring it to an issue for this reason. And my thinking, if women can get treated like they should be, and I am no feminist in that belief, but I believe that would give more courage to men
and these talking heads might have a little bit more guts and courage to speak out, even at the loss of their jobs, that we may get more truth out. And take, for instance, Roy Moore in Alabama, and he wanted to put up the Ten Commandments. Well, to me personally, that's very important to me. But if the allegations against him are true, it doesn't make a dang if he is a so-called Christian or Republican or whatever. Whoever does this thing to women, and not that I have been really great with women, I don't care who it is, they should be punished. But anyhow, you know, about a week ago or something, I suggested you should take more callers. And as Dave said, I love the way you run the show and where you do all the talking. I think there's so much to learn, and I think I'm an audio person, and I can hear in the audio. When I'm listening to somebody, I don't make eye contact a lot of times. I'm looking away because I'm taking it in audio, and I think I'm good on that. But instead of watching body language and facial expressions and all that. But anyhow, I've yapped on enough. Great show as usual, and talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Fred. As always, I appreciate your sentiments, and I always appreciate hearing from you. On a couple of the points that Fred made, let's see if maybe I can add to that. You know, I've had some observations as well, and I enlisted in the military before, well, largely based on two premises. First of all, I was sort of after high school, an incorrigible youth, some might say. And the military had been portrayed as an institution that turned boys into men. But when I enlisted, it was around the time that the institution had been broken and duct taped and baling wired back together, if it was ever the institution that we were led to believe it was. So it was kind of a joke. Everything was a joke. I actually went through training as a hard hat diver. And it's a sort of special forces training. It's more elite than, you know, just average enlisted service. And I remember thinking going through that, it was laughable. Everything about it was, it just seemed like a joke. It seemed like a game. So that's unfortunate, because it's not, as Fred was saying, you know, not knowing. Most people don't know that. We don't get that sobering message that you are signing your life away in conscription and service to what I would call a rogue political regime, what most people presume is their country and its government. But I agree with Edward Abbey, a patriot must be ready at all times to defend his country against its government. And to know the distinction is as important as what John Adams said about the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. But so an institution that turned boys into men, obviously I wanted to, you know, have it reshape me in that fashion. But also the fact that my grandfather, who served in World War II, romanticized his service. And I don't think he did it on purpose, but he told a one-sided narrative to most people, most of us, so to speak. And in my eyes, it reinforced the message that I had received, that this is an institution that turned boys into men. And what I mean is, he said, you know, while I was in the Navy serving in the 7th Fleet, it gave me a trade. Taught me trade, taught me a lot of other things. But that was a generation from a bygone era that had a lot of things, had a lot of character that we seem to have lost along the way. We could get it back, I think, which speaks to, I think, part of what Dave was saying in his call. But that was the concept that I had in my mind, this institution that had been romanticized and could turn boys into men, could give a person a trade, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't hear the truth. Like Fred was saying, we don't get the real story. There is a reason. I think it was Michael Anthony that I had on about 10 years ago now. Nah, 7 years ago. And talking about his book and his service and how it was just sort of a, you know, his service overseas in the Middle East in particular was, you know, to grossly oversimplify and paraphrase, a drug-induced malaise, you know, sleepless as a medic. He got very little sleep. There was some drug use involved that was around him, I'll just say. And so it's just a malaise of experience, sort of dreamlike, nightmarish experience. And listening to his testimony, among many others, gives one an impression that is in stark contrast to what we hear when the military pays the NFL to play the national anthem, and now we have this controversy. It's, you know, if you understand what's going on, it's, there are so many fallacies and so many arbitrary aspects to that entire discussion. It's absurd to me that it's even happening. It insults the intelligence of a real thinking person, I think, to even have the discussion. Who cares? It's a business. Do you go and protest at someone's business because, you know, they don't say the national anthem or the pledge every morning, Pledge of Allegiance? And who's paying attention to what the history of these things is anyway? I bring the Pledge of Allegiance up all the time. What is the history of the pledge, and what was the Bellamy salute? Looked an awful lot like the Nazi salute, didn't it? But now we're much more patriotic. We put our hand over our heart and we say the Fabian oath that creates the nationalist mindset that these collectivists wanted, to just keep bumping control up to a higher and higher level. But I digress. So military service is interesting. War and military service. The suicide epidemic is real. That is a problem. And there's a reason for that. I think in simple terms, it's because of what I'm saying. It's because of what Fred said. We don't hear the message before conscription. And that includes the fact that one may give one's life in service and conscription. Do people think about that? You know, the recruiter will tell you that at the end. All right, so it's a business decision. You're going to get all these benefits and stuff, but you realize this, you know, it's like the Godfather, you know, or the mob. Someday, and this day, and that day may never come, I'm going to ask you for a favor. You know, that's what it's like. It's the Godfather. It's making a deal with the devil, really, is what it is, which is an oxymoron because there are no deals to be made with the devil. The devil's gift is an oxymoron. So it's not a business decision, you know, but that's what it's been reduced to. You can get a great education with the GI Bill, et cetera, et cetera. That's an erroneous premise on which to base your military service. War, but when war has been institutionalized, we know we're in trouble. The founders warned us. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, had many. He was very outspoken on that issue. While we're on the subject, might get me in trouble, but I disagree with women in the military. I think that's a horrible idea. War. The face of war and military service has changed with technology and asymmetric warfare, et cetera, but still. If you want to have the kinds of problems that we're seeing from Hollywood and DC in the headlines these days, that's a great way to do it. And homosexuality, again, history, same like women in the military, history proves that's not a good idea. You want to talk about women in the military, read about Deborah in the Book of Judges. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
On the road to no way out, chained to all the things I've done, on the run, on the run. Much sleep. A broken heart's a smoking gun. On the run. On the run.
Welcome back. Good stuff. I'm telling you, the last couple of days are my favorite broadcasts. listening to the bumps is awesome. That's what happens when you turn a savant loose and an artist, a genius, gets to do what he wants to do. So I'm having fun. Hats off to the board op. That's lots of fun to listen to. Let's go back to the phones in the remaining moments of this first hour and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, I so much appreciated both Dave and Fred's call. They made some excellent points. I agree. That the Patriot Radio does a lot of the same things it accuses others of. Like, they really want Patriot ditto heads. They're not willing to entertain any other idea, which makes them propagandists as much as all the other people that they accuse of being propagandists. You know, it's changed. No, I've been around a long time, and I've always known there was the good, the bad, and the ugly involved. But you hope the good grows and the bad decreases. I actually found it's going in the reverse direction.
Yeah.
It freaks me out how accurate Bill Cooper was, because he was not a racist, okay? And in his on YouTube, when he talks about the British Israelites and how when they found out that he was did not have the same opinions of him, and he was part Indian and had a Chinese wife, I mean, he tells how nasty these people got, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, nasty. You know, and so the thing is, I find that this part of it has grown, that there are many Christian identity, they're not just white supremacists, they're what I call WASP supremacists, okay? And the thing is, that's the one thing I actually kind of thank Trump and Judge Moore for, because they have pulled off the hood and the mask. You know,
that's an interesting point, and I'm glad that you called in early, because I want to address that. Second hour coming up, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.